Hello and welcome to The Word in Me, presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. I am your host, Vanessa Morris, and today we will begin with Isaiah 9 and 6, the first seven words of Isaiah 9 and 6 that read, "For unto us a child is born." First, we're going to begin with a word of prayer. Lord, there's so much going on in this world today. We need you now more than ever, Lord. I pray that you just sanctify your word. Help us to know more about you. Teach us through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. So, we're going to begin with Genesis 3 and 15 on today. Genesis 3 and 15 was a prophetic scripture given after the fall of man, but before the judgment that was placed on mankind when the curses came. So, Genesis 3:15 reads, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." This is the first messianic prophecy in the Bible, speaking of Christ. And God is saying here, "I will put hatred between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head," meaning he shall bruise thy head. Here is Jesus. He shall bruise thy head, Satan's head, Satan's headship, his rulership over the world that he robbed and took from Adam and Eve. And then the verse ends in, "and thou shalt bruise his heel." This speaks of the crucifixion, Jesus dying on the cross. Now, let's go to Isaiah 7:14. Isaiah 7:14 reads, "Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Emmanuel means God with us. Now, Genesis was written between 1485 and 1445 BC. Isaiah was written between 752 and 681 BC. Now, let's look at another prophetic scripture. It is in the book of Micah. In the book of Micah, Micah chapter 5, verse 2 reads, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be the ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting, from the days of eternity." This is a prophetic scripture telling the birthplace of Jesus, the birthplace of Jesus. Now, let's head on over to Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 1, and we're going to begin at verse 20. Now, this chapter 1, specifically beginning at verse 18, the angel appears to Joseph, which was Mary, the Virgin Mary's fiancé at the time. And the angel appears to him saying, "Mary is with child of the Holy Ghost, and that it is okay to marry her, Joseph. She is conceived with child of the Savior of the world." So let's begin. After the angel has spoken to Joseph, he tells Joseph in verse 21, he says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus," which means Savior, "for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all of this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God with us." Now we just read that, in Isaiah 7:14. And so here we are, many, many, many years later, and Matthew is picking up a verse from Isaiah 7:14 and writing this down for us. Let me continue on verse 24. It says, "Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." So now we see the birth of Jesus, the Immaculate Conception of Christ. Let's turn over to Matthew 2:1. And let's read that. "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem," now we read that in, remember, Micah 5:2, of where Jesus was going to be born. Now we mention where he's going to be born here in Matthew 2:1. And it says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born of the king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." Now, the kings knew the scriptures. They had been waiting on the coming of the Son to redeem the world, to save the whole world. And so now they see the star, and they're looking for Christ. Let's go back over really quick to Isaiah 60:3. And this is a prophetic scripture that is being fulfilled in Matthew. Isaiah 60:3 reads, "And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising." So when Jesus was born, here it is, the star above was seen by the kings, and now they are looking for the appearing of Christ to take away the sins of the world. So through these scriptures, we looked at Genesis 3:15, the first messianic prophecy, Isaiah 7:14, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive." We looked at Micah 5:2, which shows that Jesus was going to be born in Bethlehem. And then Matthew, there it is written. And Matthew was written between the era of 40 to 70 A.D. And Jesus is now born, the Son of God, the Redeemer of the world, the one that takes away sins, the promise of Genesis 3:15, that he was going to come and bruise Satan's head. And so now he is on the scene, he is born, and it referenced that in Matthew. We're going to conclude there today and pick up where we left off on tomorrow. May you have a blessed and glorious day, and may God shine his light upon you. See you tomorrow, or talk to you tomorrow. Thank you. Bye-bye.